we do this, there are always going to be the naysayers, the critics. And I've heard this criticism literally hundreds of times. Well, what about after these people get saved? I mean, what are you doing to follow up? You're just leaving them as a sheep without a shepherd. I even heard somebody compare it to putting a baby in a dumpster. You know, you gave birth to that spiritual baby and then you put it in a dumpster. That's false. Because we see scripture after scripture that shows that we are doing what Jesus and the apostles did.
Amen.
They would preach the gospel, they'd be there 2 days, and then they're like, next town.
Yep.
I mean, I don't even have time to show you all the examples because it would just take a half hour just to read through them all, let alone expound them to you. So many examples. But the real story is that people are just lazy. They're prideful, they're envious, and so they just want to pick apart someone who's actually getting people saved by saying, well, you got them saved, but, and you know, well, should we just let them go to hell? No, I mean, let's look, if we get them saved and do nothing else for them, we've done a lot, amen?
Yeah.